Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFoss Corporation, LLC.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. Let's see, I got a movie for you. It's a movie starring Julia Roberts. It's on Netflix. And I'm looking up the name, actually, right now, because I forgot it. I mean, literally, I had it in my head right when I hit the record button, and then suddenly it was like gone. Leave the world behind. All right, that's the movie that we're talking about. So go watch it on Netflix. All right, you saw it. All right, so it was okay. Yeah, I mean, there were some cool parts. There were some, I don't know, not so cool parts. The reason why I had a lukewarm feeling to it is because it was like the filmmaker obviously doesn't have a lot of faith in humanity. there was a very sort of like, I don't know, nihilistic sort of viewpoint and in written into it, and I don't know, I'm just not that much of a nihilist. Like I sort of believe that there's something out there, and I also, you know, believe that humanity would do better in the apocalypse than a lot of the post-apocalypse fictions like to say to us, you know. And it's funny because there's actually some scientific evidence behind that. Disaster zones, you know, so you know, like things like Hurricane Katrina, or you know, Hurricane Sandy, or earthquakes or tornadoes or whatever. But disaster zones are a really good example of the apocalypse, kind of like it's a zone where the rule of law has temporarily been shut down, and most people in those scenarios actually help out each other. Sure, there are some people that, you know, take advantage of it and maybe do some looting or you know, I don't know, off their neighbor. But it's not a whole lot of people that, like, you know, just seek to screw everyone else over. In fact, the vast majority of the people help each other out in disaster zones, you know, and it's kind of interesting. So whenever I see something that, you know, is very premise that as soon as the world shuts down, everyone's just going to be awful to each other, you know, I like, don't get me wrong. There are going to be some people that do. There are some people that, you know, are just going to be awful because they're going to be awful. But those people are going to probably be awful to each other even if the world didn't shut down. I mean, you got to think about it, really. You know, like you know, the whole idea that, you know, deterrence works is kind of silly, you know? Like, yeah, the people that are going to do terrible things are going to do it regardless of whether or not it's right or wrong, you know what I mean? Or you know, like Pablo Escobar, right? Like, that guy's gonna deal drugs. You know, it being illegal didn't stop him. You know, but anyways, that's what the movie Leave the World Behind is premised on, is that essentially as soon as everything shuts down, everyone's mean to each other, which I don't know, it got kind of annoying because, you know, first off, you know, it's Ethan Hawke, Julia Roberts, and they go and they rent this getaway for the weekend, like an Airbnb, and then the owners of the Airbnb show up and are like, this is our house, and, you know, we'll stay in the basement because you're renting it, but, you know, we didn't want to stay in the city tonight. And then, you know, Julia Roberts kind of freaks out because she doesn't know them. And of course, when you are on something like Airbnb, you really never meet the people you're renting the house from, right? You just connect with them online. So you really don't know if they're truthful or not. But, you know, once again, they were being pretty cool considering it was their house. I mean, if you think about it, you're the owner of the house. You have people who you, you know, rented your house for the weekend. You could probably kick them out. I mean, I don't know the rules of a Airbnb, but if you had a good enough reason, you could probably say, no, you guys can't stay here. Goodbye. You know what I mean? Like, this is my house. You leave. You know, so he was being pretty nice for the fact that it was his house. And Julia Roberts, her character, was kind of mean to him. But then they like each other, you know, because they hang out and eventually they get along. But I don't know, this whole... And then there's this other thing where they go to this, like, apocalypse prepper's house looking for, like, medicine, basically. And the guy, like, pulls out a gun on them and says, leave right now, you know? And it's Kevin Bacon. the prepper is Kevin Bacon. But he wants them to leave. And I just, I don't know. I don't buy it. Like, your neighbor shows up with someone who's obviously sick. And you got the medicine to spare. Is your first instinct to pull a gun on them? I mean, your neighbor, like someone you know, like sure, in the apocalypse, a rando shows up and is like, I got someone sick. I need some medicine. There might be a little bit of suspicion there, you know, like I could see that because you don't know the random person, but your neighbor, like the person you know, most people would help their neighbors. I mean, really, this is where I honestly believe people are fundamentally just trying to do the right thing. But what goes wrong is that some people, their idea of the right thing is a little bit warped, you know? Like if you look at like serial killer like interviews, none of them think they've done anything wrong, right? They're in their little warped worldview, they're thinking they're doing the right thing. So, you know, I think most people want to do the right thing. They just don't, know how to do it, or their idea of the right thing is kind of like effed up, you know? So it's funny that I just don't buy this, like, I am going to pull out a gun on my neighbor because it's the apocalypse, right? And don't get me wrong. You might find people that are going to do that, but how many of them are there in comparison to the ones that are going to help their neighbor? I'm just saying, in the numbers game, more than likely they're going to be helpful, right? There are jerks out there, there are assholes, but not everyone's an asshole, right? So anyways, but yeah, so leave the world behind. It's basically the apocalypse, and you know, all these weird things start happening, like Teslas start clogging up the freeways, and because they're on autopilot, and then planes start dropping flyers, and then, you know, eventually nuclear weapons fall, and you know, the and this is where, once again, I find the premise a little flawed in the movie. The whole thing was an attack, like all of America's enemies got together and decided to hack all our systems, right? They decided to clog all our freeways with self-driving cars. They decided to, you know, destroy our GPS, you know, system, so ships start running aground and planes fall out of the sky, and, you know, cut our power grids and turn off all our power and all that kind of stuff. So it was one big massive cyber attack. Yeah, so Leave the World Behind was a good movie overall. I mean, I enjoyed it. Those things that, you know, you just had to kind of just be involved. I overall, I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie of all time that I've ever seen. I think the, you know, the premise is a little dismal of the, you know, just assuming everyone's always going to make the worst choice possible or be awful to one another. You know, I don't see that. I mean, You know, I think there are times when people are awful to one another, don't get me wrong. I just think that we're talking, you know, outliers and not a vast majority of the people out there. You know, so I felt like, yeah, the idea that you know, cause an internet outage and kind of screw up cell phones and self-driving cars and all this stuff, like suddenly the world is in chaos, you know. I don't know if it would devolve that quickly. I mean, it's interesting. Like, I think you just have to look at disaster zones to kind of see that premise in action. Like, disaster zones are actually one of the quickest areas to get relief from just everyday people. There are so many people that just go into the disaster zones just to help out, you know, and some of them are pretty small impact. Like, I don't know, there's like this group of Amish people that rebuilt a block of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. It was just a block, you know, not a whole bunch of houses. So it didn't make that much news, but you know, that's still somebody doing something out of the kindness of their hearts, when, you know, the world has sort of fallen apart. So yeah, you know, I think our media, has a tendency to highlight all the bad things people do. So, you know, moreover so than the good things. So that's why we have this sort of negative perception, I think, because I think there's just so many, bad things out there, but there's also a lot of good things. So yeah, anyways, yeah, so that is Leave the World Behind. Go ahead and check it out, and thank you for listening.